They want me to get rid of my dog. Can they do that?
I'm being fined for leaving my garage door open too long.
What are covenants? Do I have any rights?
Help, I feel like I've left the American zone.
If you want the answers to those questions, join me, Sue Bartholomew, and my guests on The Commons every Saturday from 2 to 3 right here on WBR Fairfax Radio. We'll ask the experts and we'll untangle the truth about what's left of our property rights.
WBR-FM Fairfax.
A service of Fairfax Public Access and Cox Communications.
94.5 Cable FM.
Cox Cable Channel 37.
Comcast Cable Channel 24.47.
And broadcasted to the world in real audio at FCAC.org.
WBR-FM Fairfax.
On the Commons is a weekly radio show dedicated to discussing the many issues surrounding mandatory common ownership development. It is broadcast live from WBR Fairfax, Virginia. Join us as we explore the world of common ownership development, the fastest growing form of residential development in America today. This housing concept includes condominiums, cooperatives, and both attached and detached single-family homes that are part of a mandatory homeowners association. Unfortunately, this type of housing is not as utopian as its advocates would have us believe. Living in a mandatory homeowners association means giving up part of the American dream. It means giving up constitutional rights and control over one's most valuable asset, one's home. Living in a mandatory homeowners association means leaving the American zone. WBR Fairfax, Virginia. You're on the Commons. I'm Sue Bartholomew, and on the Commons today we're going to talk very briefly to my friend Jan Bergman. Jan is president of Cyber Citizens for Justice in Florida, and Jan is probably one of the hardest working activist advocates I've ever met in my life, and Jan's got some big news to share with us. Jan, thank you so much for joining us. I know that you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off right now.
My head is still on, but otherwise it's busy here in Florida because our conference creates a lot of waves, and we're looking forward to have a good program.
Our conference?
We will have a big national conference on homeowners and condo owners association issues here on February 1 and 2 in Broward County in Fort Lauderdale, and we have a very interesting national panel that will talk about the issues, and it will be very interesting. I'm really looking forward to it, and so do a lot of other people.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. Tell us, why did you do this, Jan? What's what do you hope to accomplish with this conference?
Well, I honestly feel that it is really time for us owners to do something like this, because so far we have always the industry, the service providers doing the talking, setting up the conferences, and more or less telling us, the owners, what to do, how to do it, how to live our lives in these associations, and they're more or less, they were in charge of our welfare, the welfare of our families, and the financial welfare, meaning the contents of our wallets. And I think that has to change. We owners have to take our own fate in our own hands, and we have to call the shots and say what we want and not vice versa.
You must have been hearing from a lot of, I mean, I know you hear from a lot of people. What typically is it that people are having problems with that you hear about?
Well, I think the biggest problem we always see is that the statutes and the rules are kind of vague, in my opinion, written so on purpose by the attorneys who wrote them, because it's a bigger money maker if the statutes are vague and not very clear. And then the total lack of enforcement, because you always hear from the people who violate the rules, hey, you don't like it, sue me. You don't have the money anyway to sue me. You know, and that is wrong. You know, if justice and right is up for sale, and it depends how much money you have in your pocket to be right or wrong, that's absolutely wrong, and it paints a real bad picture of our society.
So when you say enforcement, you're not talking about the associations enforcing the covenants, because we hear so many problems about that. That seems to cause more problems than it's apparently designed to solve. You're talking about enforcing against the association and management and the people who have been given all these powers, correct?
Correct. Well, I'm actually talking about enforcing against everybody. You know, honestly, I don't feel like an association should spend $100,000 against a guy who is on purpose violating the rules of the community. You know, it has to go both ways, but mostly it goes, since the associations have the money to pursue the issue, they have a deep pocket through association dues, it is mostly association camp managers and the attorneys even who violate the rule, knowing that the person whose rights are being violated don't have the finances to fight for their rights. And that is what they rely on, and that is why you hear board members, attorneys, and CAMs telling owners, hey, what do you want? You don't have the money to sue me in the first place.
So you want some kind of state adult supervision by the state to ensure that the homeowners are not getting gypped?
Correct, because don't forget, this there are millions and millions of people living here in Florida in associations. We have an estimated 1.3 million condo units here. We have an estimated 2.2 million homes in associations. Now, multiply with the people who live in these homes and units, you have 6-7 million people here in Florida living in associations, minimum. That's a low estimate. And these people have a problem enforcing their rights. We always hear, oh, you know, you knew what you gotten into because you signed the contract. Well, honestly, there are more violations from the people who are supposed to be in charge of the contract, meaning the boards, CAMs, and attorneys, than they are from the people who live there.
And do you think that with this conference that you're going to be able to highlight this problem and see if we can get some kind of remedy for it?
Well, I think this conference will help to understand everybody what this is all about, because, see, don't forget, most people have, including our legislators, have so far only heard the propaganda of the people who want to make money out of this association. Because they're the ones who are running around in Tallahassee telling the legislators, oh, so everybody in this association is real happy. They're just a few disgruntled guys. You know, everybody knows it's not true. It's plain baloney. Sorry about the word, but that's what it is. And they should know better, and they know better, but, you know, that's a good way to sell it. Because, see, the CAI, for example, it's a plain trade organization supposed to promote the interests of their members. The members are attorneys and CAM managers mainly, and, you know, they have totally different interests than the owners.
So basically what you're saying is that the conference is going to be educational.
Yes.
And it's going to be a platform where the homeowners can discuss the issues instead of having the issues rammed down their throats, correct?
Actually, we have a lot of very good speakers. We have a long, long good list of good speakers, including you. And we feel it is for the audience on Saturday afternoon important to listen, because they can learn a lot, they can see a lot. We do have a legislative panel of legislators who are interested in these issues in the first place. We will have as well attorneys who are looking at it from the side of the owners. You know, normally we always hear from the attorneys who make money out of association boards, who they try to convince that lawsuits are necessary. We finally need our voice, because we are the big group. We are the majority. You know, compared to all these service providers who make money, they most likely would all fit into one association here in Florida. And
yeah, but they don't live in an association, yeah.
Most of them will tell you, I would never ever move into one of these associations. And then they tell you, oh, you have the choice. What? This is absolutely not true, because in most parts of Florida, you can't buy a house which is less than 10 years old, which is not part of any kind of association. So you don't have a choice. So you can either move into the swamp with the alligators, or you can move into an association. So take your pick.
So tell us a little bit. Give us the location, and how can people find out more about the conference if they want to attend?
Well, if they want to attend, the very best way to find out all about the agenda, the people who speak, the exact locations with maps and directions, they best go to our website, which is www.ccfj.net. C like Caesar, C like Caesar, Fred, and Joe. You find all the information there. Friday evening there will be a panel discussion in Fort Lauderdale, close to the Gulf Mile. So it's very close to a lot of problems we see in condos. And Saturday afternoon it will be in Century Village East, which is in Deerfield Beach. The location is the clubhouse of the community. It's a huge theater. We have 1,600 seats, so nobody has to be afraid that they don't get a seat.
And wow.
More or less directly next to the I-95, so it is very easy to reach and very easy to find. The only thing everybody has to take care of, there is a guard, it's a gated community, so bring your printed out invitation to show the guard that you're going to this conference. That is the important part.
Thank you, Jan. I know that you're busy. I know that you're working hard on this. I'm looking forward to being there next week. And I hope you'll come back after the conference. Tell us how it went and what lessons you learned, and just give us a rundown of what happened.
I sure will.
Thank you so much.
Looking forward to seeing you next Friday.
Oh, I'm looking forward to coming down to the warmth and the sunshine and just having a blast.
Yeah, and I can assure you, no hurricanes in the moment.
Oh, that will be good. Thank you, Jan.
Thank you.